Ben Colebrook is with us now. He has Knicks Go, making his three-year-old debut in this afternoon's Grade 3 Sam F. Davis at Tampa Bay Downs. And Ben, before I welcome you to the program, let me just point this out. We had a chance to visit before the Breeders' Futurity. We had a chance to visit before the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. We produced a feature on you that ran on our Breeders' Cup Juvenile coverage here on the network. We did not talk before the Kentucky Jockey Club, and the wheels kind of came off the bus that day, my friend. So I'm seeing a pattern here. I think that visiting with us before a major race is a good thing for Ben Colebrook.
There you go.
Yeah. Of course, forget
he doesn't sound convinced.
Forget that you have to get up at 4:30 every morning and go to the barn. That means nothing.
No, hey, I'm not knocking it.
Well, brother, let's talk about that campaign from last year, his juvenile campaign, that massive win in the Futurity, the runner-up in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Things didn't go quite according to plan in the Kentucky Jockey Club, where he was 11th of 14. What can you tell us about that two-year-old campaign and what you're seeing from him now?
Well, you know, obviously it was a, you know, big campaign, and, you know, probably tried to squeeze one too many in there at the end. You know, just kind of, we were kind of searching for those, you know, derby points, because we felt if we got, you know, if we did hit the board or got lucky and won the Jockey Club, that it'd probably get us pretty daggone close to getting in the derby. And then, you know, if he did have a hiccup as a three-year-old or something, we'd kind of be in hand, have one in hand, but didn't really work out, and we gave him a break afterward. I think he went a little too quick that day. He probably was a bit over the top from the two big efforts, and the sloppy track didn't help him either. So fast track and off, you know, he's a fresh horse coming into this race. So I'm liking what I'm seeing from him down here at Tampa. You know, but that being said, you know, they got to go load him in the gate, and he's got to run his race for sure. I mean, it's a, you know, it's a good bunch of horses that he's running against.
What's different about him now than that day at Churchill Downs, say, 2.5 months ago?
I think he's filled out a lot. You know, he's not a big horse, but he's obviously, he gets over the ground really well, which is probably his, you know, he's got a high cruising speed. That's probably his best attribute. But I've seen that he's kind of put on muscle, and he's matured mentally a little bit. But, I mean, his works here have been, you know, really, really good. I mean, he worked, you know, the same day that Imperial Hint worked, and he worked like a half second faster than him, you know, it didn't look like he was going that fast. You know, you kind of had to, like, you look at your watch, and you didn't seem like he went that quick, because, you know, the rider really never moved on him until the eighth pole. He kind of, you know, let his head out and made him finish up a little bit, but he did it, you know, did it pretty easy, or made a 58 look easy anyway, not that it probably was easy, but, you know, and so I think that was probably enough to get him fit for this race, you know, because, like I said, we did give him a little bit of a break. So, but everything I'm seeing suggests that he's ready to go. I actually had him out grazing yesterday, and he's bucking and squealing and feeling good. So, I think he's ready for a big effort, hopefully.
That's always a good sign when you take them out to graze and they're going a little nutso on you. I love that.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Me too.
And, you know, he's just such a game horse. He gets out there and does his thing. And his works, he's always been a good training horse, but his works down there just seem like an out-of-body experience when you look at him on paper. Just you know he loves the track the way he's training. That's a big deal at Tampa.
Yeah, I think so, because, like you say, I mean, you know, it's kind of a funny track. Some horses like it and some don't, but, I mean, I think he's, you know, he's definitely, and I know the track will be pretty tight today. You know, on a big day, they'll probably have it, you know, pretty tight, but he seems to, you know, be really thriving down here in the weather. You know, his coat's good, and his appetite's, you know, I mean, he's licking the feed tub clean, and, you know, just he's doing as good as you could ask a horse to do. Now he's just got to go out and perform like he's training, and hopefully we'll be in good shape.
Why was the Sam F. Davis the right spot to bring him back, Ben?
Well, it's, you know, we're here, and just lead him over from his stall. I'm a big believer in horses run better from their own stall than shipping them somewhere. So there's derby points, and, I mean, he's the favorite for the race, so obviously it's probably the right reason. You know, when you're the favorite, you know, you probably pick the right spot. So it just made a lot of sense for our program, where we're based and everything like that.
You know, earlier you mentioned the fact that you ran in the Kentucky Jockey Club in November hoping to acquire enough Derby points where if something went amiss as a three-year-old, you'd have that in the bank and you'd be in good shape. You're still in great shape, sitting there with 18 points. If he can win today, you pick up another 10. Now you got 28, and 28 may be enough to get you into that field of 20. You're right there, so you have to feel pretty good about where you're sitting right now, too.
Yeah, no, we were lucky to pick him up as a two-year-old, so it is helpful that we've only got to kind of, probably get, I'd say if we got 15 more points, we'd be, really probably sitting good. So if we got 10, if we're lucky enough to get 10, it probably, like you say, it's got us on the bubble, and then we probably would, he's got two more races penciled in. That doesn't mean he has to run two more times after today, but he is a horse that, I think he does well in his races. I mean, I know I said we squeezed one too many in, but I mean, he ran quite a few times as a two-year-old, and he shipped all over the place. So, I mean, I think the fact that his next two preps that we've got kind of penciled in for him, one's at Tampa, or, two will be at Tampa, and one will be at Keeneland, his home track. So, it's not like he's got a big travel schedule ahead of him, which is, probably beneficial as well.
Well, he's acquitted himself very nicely against Signal Man, who's a really nice horse too, and kind of proven that form all the way along. I think that's a big feather in his cap because he really has faced good competition and come out on the right side two out of three times, and that's got to give you some confidence coming into this race.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the things kind of we took as a – I mean, obviously, it didn't go as planned in the Jockey Club, but one thing we took out of it is that, like you said, the form was still there. We had beaten Signal Man twice, kind of fair and square. I mean, he had a little bit of trouble, I guess, in the Keeneland race, but I don't think he was – I think it would have just been more of a margin than him actually beating us that day. I mean, I think he would have taken a – huge effort by any horse to beat Nick's Go on that day, because he kind of just, he just really, the word gets thrown around, but he kind of freaked in that race. So, I mean, Signal Man ran good, but I don't know that he was beating him on that day. And then, we came in, he validated it in the Breeders' Cup, and then Signal Man obviously went out and proved how good he really is. So, I mean, that did give us a little bit of relief that, he didn't run a good race, but at least we know he stacks up pretty good with the locally based horses anyway.
Talking with trainer Ben Colebrook here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Nick's Go going to the post as the 5-2 morning line favorite in this afternoon's Sam F. Davis Stakes at Tampa Bay Downs. Ben, I'll tell you one other thing that I really like. So often when a horse emerges like this and they turn out to be a true good horse, trainers will start getting calls from different jocks agents, and maybe you have, the Johnny V's and the Javier's come calling. You have stuck with your man, Elbin Jimenez, and he is going to ride this horse again today. Talk about that decision.
Oh, that was an easy decision, and to be honest, my phone wasn't ringing off the hook anyway, so I mean, it made it even easier. nobody wanted to ride him at Keeneland, so I mean, why shouldn't we stick him on, leave him on? And Alvin, I've had success with Alvin in the past, and he's probably a little bit of an underrated rider because he hasn't, been on the big scene for very long. He's leading rider at Indiana and Turfway for years, but now he's getting his chance at the higher level, and I mean, he knows the horse, and I think that's more important than a guy that's maybe has a bigger reputation or rides bigger races on a daily basis. I mean, knowing the horse is a big deal to me.
Ben, Nick's Go is 30-1 on the morning line in the future wager pool number 2 at KentuckyDerby.com. Will you make a future wager bet on him?
No, I don't gamble, so no, he won't get any of my money.
Ben Colebrook here on Horse Racing Radio Network. Ben, listen, we appreciate the visit. I know it's a busy morning. We'll let you go. Like all of our guests who appear on the program, we'll send you a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race, the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle, and go get them today when Nick's Go.
Okay, let's hope talk helps.
All right. Yeah, let's hope so. If past performances are any indication, you're in good shape, Ben.
Perfect. Yeah,
good luck.